Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Bangkok Haunts by John Burdett, narrated by Glenn McCready. This book is copyrighted 2007 by John Burdett. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by W.F. Howes Limited. The author opens this book with the following three quotes. The first is from the song Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You by Bob Dylan. You cast your spell, and I went under. I found it so difficult to leave. The second quote that opens this book is from Our Lady of the Flowers, by Jean Genet. The eternal passed by in the form of a pimp. The prattle ceased. Finally, John Burdett begins this story with a quote from the Gautama Buddha in the Sundinir Mochana Sutra. The clinging consciousness is very deep and subtle. All potentials are like a torrential flow. I do not explain this to the ignorant, for fear they will get the idea it is self. And now, Bangkok Haunts.
Part 1. A Perfect Product. Chapter 1. Few crimes make us fear for the evolution of our species. I am watching one right now. In a darkened room in the District 8 police station with my good friend FBI agent Kimberly Jones, a 42-inch Toshiba LCD monitor hangs high up on a wall, out of the reach of villains. The video, which I'm sharing with the FBI, uses two industrial-quality cameras, which between them seamlessly provide all the tricks of zoom, angle, pan, etc. And I'm told that at least two technicians must have been involved. The colours are excellent, thanks to however many millions of pixels which contribute to their subtle shading. We are looking at a product of high civilization, unknown to our forefathers. At the end of the movie, though, tough guy Kimberly bursts into tears, as I'd rather hoped she would. I did. She turns her head to stare at me, wild-eyed. Tell me it isn't real. We have the body, I say. Oh, God, Kimberly says. Oh, sweet Jesus, I've seen things bloodier, but never anything this demonic. I thought I'd seen everything. She stands up. I need air. I think, in Bangkok. But I lead her through a couple of corridors, then out into the public area, where brown men and women, not much more than half her size, wait to tell a cop of their homely grievances. It's not exactly a festive atmosphere, but it's human. An American extrovert, Kimberly doesn't mind dabbing her red eyes with a tissue in front of an audience, who naturally assume I've just busted this female farang on some minor drugs charge, cannabis perhaps. Like my own, her eyes naturally seek out any attractive young women sitting in the plastic seats. There are three, all of them prostitutes. No respectable Thai woman dresses like that. They resent the attention and glare back. I think Kimberly would like to hug them in gratitude that they're still alive. I take her out into the street. Not quite what the words fresh air normally invoke, but she fills her lungs anyway. My God, Sanchai, the world, what monsters are we creating? We have achieved that rare thing, Kimberly and I, a sexless but intimate rapport between a man and woman of the same age who are mutually attracted to each other, but for reasons beyond analysis, have decided to do nothing about it. Even so, I was surprised when she simply got on a plane in response to a frantic telephone call from me. I had no idea she was specializing in snuff movies these days. Nor did I realize They were flavor of the month in international law enforcement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?